This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananthar with the news, the headlines first. New Year 2080 Bikram Sambat being celebrated across the country today. Meeting of top leaders called for today postponed. And North Korea says it tested most powerful missiles to date. Now the news in detail. The first day, Baisakh 1 of New Year 2080 Bikram Sambat is being celebrated by exchanging greetings and with fanfare across the country in Nepal. People take time to review their past and make resolutions for further success. Homes are made neat and clean and special delicacies are prepared and enjoyed. Nepali people living in the diaspora also celebrate Baisakh 1 as the start of the new year. It is a time to reflect on the past and look forward to a prosperous future. President Ramchandra Potil today delivered a message of best wishes on the occasion of New Year 2080 Bikram Sambat, urging Nepalis to commit to building a strong and prosperous Nepal by utilizing the country's huge resources and unlocking its development potential. In his message, President Potil stressed the need for political stability and good governance to establish hope and wipe out despair in the country. The president emphasized the importance of adhering to democratic values and customs and fulfilling constitutional duties and responsibilities to achieve peace, development and prosperity. Likewise, Vice President Ramshay Prasad Yadav has expressed his belief that the New Year 2080 Bikram Sambat would bring enthusiasm and hope among us with peace, prosperity, happiness and social harmony. Giving a message of best wishes on the occasion of New Year today, the Vice President wished for completion of remaining tasks of peace process and achievement of the goals of socialism with the enforcement of constitution, federalism and good governance. Similarly, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has extended his best wishes and expressed his hopes for the future on the occasion of New Year 2080 BS. In his message, the Prime Minister emphasized the need for hope and courage to unlock the country's development potential. The Prime Minister highlighted the importance of cooperation and collaboration in tackling the numerous challenges facing Nepal and stated that this was the foundation for building a prosperous nation. Likewise, Speaker Devraj Khimire has said that the political leadership in the country should work with a clear planning and roadmap to bring about better changes in the lives of all Nepalese. In a message of Nepali New Year 2080 PS today, Speaker Khimire has stated that the campaign should be expedited to translate the people's urge for development and prosperity by strengthening the Federal Democratic Republican system. In his message of best wishes to all Nepalese at home and abroad, Speaker Khimire has mentioned that talks with all political parties are ongoing to make the parliament more effective and dynamic. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa has offered his best wishes for peace, happiness, prosperity and continued progress to all Nepalese sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Nepali New Year 2080 Bikram Sambat. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has instructed to facilitate and organise meetings with the people. While addressing the programme organised at the party central office Paris Tada Koteshwar this morning to start the implementation of the procedure designed to organise the work of the party and the government, Prime Minister Prachanda said the procedures prepared to plan and organise the work of the government and the party, the meeting has started from today. The meeting of the top leaders of the three major parties called today at the call of Speaker Devraj Khimire has been postponed. The meeting scheduled at 1 p.m. in the Speaker's office at Singhadarbar was postponed. The Speaker has been continuously communicating to reach agreement on the business of the Parliament, Joint Committee, Thematic Committee and the formation of the Joint Rule Draft Committee. The Bishu festival, which is celebrated as the beginning of the new year, is being observed with much fervour and enthusiasm in the districts of Sudhur Paschim province today. The women homemakers are busy cooking various food items and sweets like nisauni, rot, and mada for the festivities. People also enjoy a pudding of rice grain soaked in curd. One of the unique characteristics of this festival is that brother-in-law and sister-in-law hit each other with nettle soaked in water as a fun and custom. It is believed that hitting each other with nettle foliage soaked in water on the body like this helps prevent skin diseases. There is the custom of eating Ghatni Dubka, a local food item, at each house in the morning on the New Year's Day. The festival is believed to commemorate the birthday of Vikramaditya, an ancient Hindu emperor, in his valor. The Jewish Seetal festival, celebrated wishing for health, happiness and prosperity in life, has commenced in Mithila today. The customary cultural festival is celebrated with much fervor in the Mithila region of the Madhya province on the occasion of New Year 2080 Vikram Samvat. Apart from the districts of Madhya province, this festival is also celebrated in the neighboring Madhubani, Jhanjharpur, Sitamarhi and Sivahar districts of India. The family elders give blessing to the younger members for their health and happiness. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea says it tested a new solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM, its most powerful missile to date. State media hailed yesterday's launch, which led to a brief evacuation order in Japan, a miraculous success. South Korea maintains that the North will need more time to develop a fully operational solid-fuel ICBM. This is the first time the North has test-fired a solid-fuel ICBM after years of testing solid-fuel short-range missiles. It has tested various ICBMs, but these were powered by liquid propellants, which must be fueled directly ahead of launch, a process that can take hours. Experts describe this as a breakthrough in Pyongyang's weapon program, as solid-fuel ICBMs come ready-fueled and would therefore enable North Korea to strike the U.S. with far less warning. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on world leaders to respond after a video emerged apparently showing a Ukrainian soldier being beheaded by Russian servicemen. Ukraine's SBU security service said it was investigating the war crime. The Kremlin said the video was awful, but its authenticity had to be checked as well as who was behind it. Video frame showing a yellow armband and white cloth leg wrapping used by Ukrainian and Russian soldiers, respectively. They can also be heard to speak Russian, although that is not conclusive as many Ukrainians speak Russian too. During the short video, the victim with the yellow armband is beheaded by a man with a large knife who is wearing a white band around his leg. A powerful cyclone has hit Western Australia as a 5-category storm, setting a wind speed record but sparing populated areas from major damage. Severe tropical cyclone Ilsa struck the state close to Port Hedland, the world's largest iron ore export hub. The storm has been downgraded to Category 3, but a red alert remains in place for some inland communities. The cyclone is the strongest to hit the region in some 14 years. Port Hedland Mayor Peter Carter described the sound of the wind hitting the town as very eerie and unusual, and like a freight train. But there have so far been no reports of injury to people, and all critical infrastructures was undamaged by the cyclone, the region's first fire chief said. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Similarly, tonight the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. New Year 2080 Vikram Samvat being celebrated across the country today. Meeting of top leaders called for today postponed. And North Korea says it tested most powerful missiles to date. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.